KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Wednesday Night Coaches Show here on KDOM. As we're talking with some area football coaches, as well as Wyndham football and Wyndham volleyball, as we head into the playoff season. Volleyball getting ready for their first game on Friday night in football. We talk first round of the playoffs that happened on Tuesday, so we'll get to that here very shortly, as we'll talk with Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Mountain Lake area, and Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, as well as Wyndham football and Wyndham volleyball. So all that coming at you here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned here on KDOM.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go.
Of quality. 8301353. Coron's Electric today.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, first round of the playoffs as a number 8 seed headed into Mountain Lake, the number 1 seed. And, you know, you can really tell, especially from the outside looking in, your squad really, you know, improving every single week. And, you know, we've been talking about how that's been, you know, kind of the goal for you guys, is just to get better every single week as a young group. And, you know, it looked like that was a heck of a battle against the one seed trying to upset, you know, Mountain Lake there in Mountain Lake. But, you know, the Wolverines were able to hold on in the end, 28-14. Can you talk just a little bit about the matchup and some things that went on during that game?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough when the 8 seed and you got to play the 1. And we really played them, and they got the better of us the first time by a pretty wide margin. And so, like you said, it's one thing we wanted to talk about is let's play our best at the end of the season. And I think we did that. And, you know, we scored first. We tied at the end of the first quarter. You know, we had the lead in the second quarter. We actually had a chance to go in the half end of the lead. We intercepted the ball, and then they ended up ripping it a back and ended up scoring after that. And, you know, we were that close to taking the lead in the half end. Ultimately, it was a really good game. It was hard-hitting. It was physical. And I saw the kids last night. I said, that's the game, that's the kind of football we want to play. That's the kind of game we want to be in. That's good football. It's winning football. It didn't look like a 1-8 matchup. So, you know, they're physical and they wear on you, but we stood up to the task and we played hard. And ultimately, you know, it came down to some breaks, and the ball bounced their way a couple times and didn't bounce our way a couple times. And you need those breaks to go your way when you're the 8 seed. So I'm really proud of the kids because they played really, really well.
All right, Coach. And, you know, next week, you know, we'll have the wrap-up show and salute seniors and kind of talk about the whole season breakdown. But, you know, just quickly here, you never really want to go through a season, obviously, you know, with no wins. But having that young group and, like you said, playing your best football towards the end of the year, I'm sure it's, you know, a little bit satisfying to know that you can end kind of on a positive note, playing great football and have a little momentum heading into next year with a lot of those core guys coming back.
Absolutely. I think that it's a bummer we have to stop because the last 3 weeks, I think we showed that we have the potential to put it together. And, you know, another year in the weight room, another year, you know, off-season getting ready, I think if we play like we did the last 3 games, we're going to be tough. And that's the goal. And, yeah, it's a bummer, you know, to not have won any games this year, but it almost feels like we won the last 3 weeks, because we did play so well and battled so well against some really good teams. And so I think there is definitely that potential to build on, and we're excited moving forward. We're going to miss the 3 seniors that we had, but we're excited going forward. You know, we got back, our leading rusher comes back, our leading tackler comes back, our leading receiver comes back. You know, that's the nice part is that we do get to build on that, and now we get to build on a positive end of the season as opposed to a negative one. And there's not a lot of teams in our situation that get to do that. So I think we're pretty excited. If we can start next season tomorrow, I would gladly do it.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Lampert Lumber of Windham supplies top-quality lumber, tools, and hardware supplies for homeowners and contractors. The staff at Lampert Lumber is always happy to advise customers on the right products for their needs. Visit Lampert Lumber of Windham for all your new construction and remodeling projects.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Bramer Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC of Windham. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, the number one seed headed into this section tournament. You guys got Heron Lake Okabino Fulda, a team that you saw in the regular season, were able to take care of pretty handily in that regular season. But, you know, it's a young squad, kind of a lot like you guys. We talked about, you know, they got the young backfield and, you know, just get better game by game with more experience that they get under their belt. And, you know, they were able to give you guys some trouble there in that first round matchup, but you guys were able to persevere and get the win 28-14.
Yeah, it was, in fact, after the game, that's probably the worst game we played all year, which is not a good sign. But credit HLOF, they got a nice front four on defense, physical line. And I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, I shouldn't say, fortunately or unfortunately, but somehow, some way, the number one seed, I think, got to our kids' heads. And I've been coaching long enough, the mindset of kids is still hard to figure out. And I think since we pretty much handled them early in the year, I think kids thought they'd just show up and win. And we've been preaching that all week. No, every game, every team we play. And we didn't get focused, not sure what happened there. But anyways, came out and they, you know, punched us in the face a few times and we didn't respond very well. And credit them for doing a nice job, and we made some bad blocking things. We turned the ball over, and fortunately they turned the ball over too, because it could have easily went their way. And but we persevered. I'm not going to say we made any adjustments. We just had a couple big plays, and a couple times we got in the red zone. We just couldn't execute. That's just missed blocks. And credit again HLF for, you know, blitzing and, you know, shifting guys and doing some various things and stuff we've worked on all year. But you know, I'll straight out say it, our offensive line did not perform very well last night, and we got to do much better. But I think we got a little better. Thanks to Chase Haneker for making some huge plays late in the first half. And then, you know, defense just staying in there, and definitely did very well in the second half with defense. And offense, we put up some yards. We had a couple long fields, but we have to play better. This is not what we wanted, but it was a good matchup as far as HLF. You know, pretty physical, and we need to be very physical Saturday. We cannot play like we did, you know, last night if we're going to move on. But, you know, you got to kind of put that behind you. You won. Again, the mindset of these kids, you know, they haven't been through this, most of them. So, you know, as coaches, we let them know last night, even after the game, you shouldn't be very happy, but we did win, and then you move on. So we got some things, got some kids in last night due to injuries or people getting tired. That we're going to have some competition this week for a couple spots, and I think that's going to open up some eyes, which that's the great thing about high school football is if you have a few kids on the bench that maybe I'll put in some reps, this is a good time of the year to rep them out and take some starters out and make the starters know that, you know, nothing's guaranteed, and, you know, we're not that type of team this year where, you know, we have those 6, 7, 8, 9 just clear out, you know, starters. We have starters, and we have other kids that want to compete, so. We'll have a good few days. We're going to put it behind us, but a win's a win. You know, a few more things happen, we're going to walk away as a one seed losing, and that's why, you know, the old argument of 1 and 8 play each other. You can talk to your blue in the face, but last night's a good idea of what, or a good example of, you never know. And especially with our section, there's a lot of parity. And I thought that halfway through the year and we won a couple, I'm like, any team that shows up, plays well, doesn't turn the ball over can possibly beat anybody in the sector. And I think last night, just hearing the scores at halftime of the other games, too, that's the case. But glad the kids stepped up second half. I thought we played better. We just got to work on things this week. It's a short week for Saturday's game, but there's just a lot of things we didn't do well that we were very disappointed in. But you got to put that behind you and tell them this week we're going to be the best we can because we have to be our best Saturday. If we don't play well Saturday, then we're done. But I have confidence in our kids stepping up, and Edgerton, I think, is playing real well, and I think they're rolling just as well as anybody in the section. So it's going to be a good battle. I'm just glad we're playing at Bunston. It's supposed to be beautiful weather, and kids need to take this opportunity to be their best, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned the mental side of things, you know, headed into the playoffs. You guys kind of started off the year with, you know, two losses, and, you know, things were, you know, a little bit of a different feeling. You know, I'm sure at 0-2, they didn't have that feeling of a number one seed, you know, going through their minds. And, you know, they were able to pick up the win. You guys were able to get the win against Edgerton for your first win of the season. And that was kind of a, you know, a back and forth battle there, getting that win 18-14. That kind of jump started the end of the season, that run you guys went on. And now, you know, the tides have flipped a little bit. Edgerton is now the team that's kind of, you know, looking for, you know, the upset in this sense. And you guys are the ones are that have that, you know, number one seed and that mentality. So what are some things that you talked about, maybe the mental side of things was part of the struggles against Heron Lake, Okemena, Fulda. What are some things that you're going to try to do or tell the kids, you know, headed into Edgerton that, you know, that can't be the case?
Well, I think the nice thing about playing Edgerton is we were possibly fortunate to win that game during the year. So I think the kids now are going to maybe be a little more focused because it's tough. And I played in high school, and we had a high seed, low seed game. And you kind of, you know, you listen to the coach, don't overlook them. And, you know, you get focused, but you don't as a player. And we didn't do that as a team last night. And I think we'll be focused for Saturday. You have to be. There's just no way around it. I think the kids realized we were, we won early in the year against Edgerton. We might be fortunate because they turned the ball over a couple times. But they're going to have to be focused, and they know it. And so that's one thing we have to talk about, just ball security, because Edgerton's going to, if they get the lead on you, it's tough to come back. But if you jump out and get a lead on them, it maybe forces them into some things they're uncomfortable with. But they're rolling. We're on a streak. I wouldn't say we're rolling after last night. I don't think we played. I think it might have been our worst game or second worst game we played all year. But you got the W. We're still winning. And it comes down to, you know, as a coach, I've been doing this long enough. If I knew how to figure out the mindset of kids, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be living in a Bahamas on an island or something. But I've got an idea of how to get them prepared, and we'll do what they can. The kids just have to perform on Saturday. As coaches, we can help them win and coach them up when it comes game time. You know, the kids just got to get it done, and that's just the bottom line. And as coaches, we'll help them get there. But I just hope, we talked about as coaches, when this run does end, I want to lose to a team that's better than us, and we played great. And if we get beat, we get beat. But I think kids are pretty hungry. We won last night. You know, some kids are happy. Most are just like, you know, we didn't do very well, play very well, and we're going to get it going Saturday. So turnovers, we can't lose a turnover ratio. I think I say that every week. We're not at that point. And then just be mentally focused and get ready for, I love Saturday afternoon football. That's probably one of my funnest things is coaching all the years high school, is being able to play on a Saturday afternoon. And Fleischman and the crew will be definitely ready in Edgerton, and just got to be ready for the physicality, too. And if we get out physical, if they play more physical than us throughout the game, then it's going to be a tough day for us. But if we can match it and just keep grinding it out, then we have a shot.
All right, Coach. Well, looking forward to calling a fun one on Saturday. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Your full-service grocery store. Hy-Vee and Wyndham invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Hair with flair, you're worth it. The destination for looking your best. While we pamper you, you're worth it.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Isaac Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, a big win last night in round one of the section playoffs against Westbrook Walnut Grove. You guys were able to get on top early and scoring often there in that first half, and able to show a different look defensively, some strategies to try to slow down the offense of Westbrook Walnut Grove, that high-powered offense, you know, with some weapons that they have. And, you know, and it turned out didn't have to use that off or that defense, you know, early on with some early turnovers from Red Rocks or from Westbrook Walnut Grove. But in the end, you guys were able to stifle that offense and get the win 41-8.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids came out with a level of an intensity that we haven't had in the past couple of weeks. We were able to sustain that for the entire game for the most part. You know, and like I said, the defense did exactly what we had had worked on, you know, and sometimes that's a little bit difficult when you go on a short week. You know, the MEA week with the weekend in between and trying to give the kids a break and doing that stuff. You know, so in a couple of days of practice, we put in a game plan, and I felt like our kids defensively did a really good job. You know, getting the turnovers early obviously helps when you can score three touchdowns before arguably the most dynamic player in the league touches the football. You've done something right defensively. And on the special teams side of the ball too. So, again, jumping out to that quick lead early and then just sustaining, sitting back and letting our guys do their thing defensively and, you know, try to play as fast as we can and wrap up and tackle and be effective. You know, getting everybody the football was a big part of that last night.
Absolutely, Coach. Now, you know, you mentioned short week to prepare for last night, and now you got a short week here to prepare for another matchup with Hills Beaver Creek, a team that you saw, you know, just a couple weeks ago. And it is, you know, you head into the playoffs and, you know, now you've got eight games and one extra under your belt. And I'm sure, you know, in your thoughts are, it's kind of just no more talk, just got to get out there and execute. You know, you've played the whole regular season in the first game of playoffs. And, you know, it's kind of time where, you know, you can say what you want to say. You can talk about the things that you want to do, but it's just time to get out there and do it. And it's, you know, a chance for you guys to go on the road and get the big win as the 3 seed against the 2 seed in Hills.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Where, you know, it's a fresh opponent, right? It's been less than, you know, right at 2 weeks since we played them the last time. So everything that they do will be fresh in our minds, right? And you got to show up and you got to play the game. Kids have to be fired up to get there. When they get there, you know, every game is one step closer to the ultimate goal that every team has when they set out at the beginning of the season, which is to get to the state tournament, right, and have an opportunity at a state championship. And, you know, like, our kids are, I think we're ready. I think we're ready to make that push and make that drive and try to, you know, do something that hasn't been done here in 20 years, you know. So it's going to take a lot of hard work in the next couple of days. It's going to take a very well-executed game plan offensively and defensively. And, you know, that's what makes football fun. When you get down to the end here and every snap really truly matters and every play, you know, matters, you know, everybody's got a job to do and you got to do those jobs and hang in there and know that it's going to be a battle. There's going to be some back and forth. You get to this time of the year, there's very rarely a blowout, you know, so you're going to have to be ready for that type of grinder type of game. And, you know, luckily for us, we've been in a few of those this year. You know, come out on the short end of all three of them, right? But we've been in those games that have been really tight and really close the entire way. and hopefully that experience, we can lean on that a little bit and try to put ourselves in the best spot in the fourth quarter to win the game.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Saturday, and hope to talk good news next Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
GDF Enterprises in Windham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot. Located Highway 60 and 71 East Windham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at GDFBobcat.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I'm here with Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, a tough way to end the season. First playoff game of the year here. And first round against Red Rock Central on the road. Knew it was going to be a tough one. The Falcons, you know, got the better of you guys in Westbrook in the regular season. So knew you're going to have to play some good football to try to get the better of the Falcons. And, you know, it just started off maybe the worst possible way it could possibly start, with a fumble on the first play of the game from scrimmage after Red Rock took it down and scored. And, you know, following kickoff return was fumbled as well. So Red Rock, before you knew it, up 20-0, really without the offense being able to get anything going. And, you know, it was just an uphill battle from there. And against a good team like Red Rock, that's always tough to overcome. And the Falcons got to win 41-8.
Right, you're exactly right. Our keys of the game were, we knew their power run game is tough to stop. We saw that in Westbrook. And they do that very well. They're backs, Torkelson, and they run hard. Their line is good. So we knew going in we're going to have to score a lot of points, and we're going to have to match them, and hopefully get some, you know, one or two stops down along the way. And it was not a great start. They took the opening kickoff, like you said, went down and scored, missed the extra point. So you know what? Here, we'll go down and score, kick the extra point, and go up. Unfortunately. You know, one of our keys to the game was turnovers last week at Cedar Mountain. We turned the ball over five times. The week before that, we turned it over seven times. So I'm not sure what happened. We took care of the ball for the first six games really well. And then all of a sudden, we had more fumbles in the last 3 weeks than we did the whole entire season. So when we don't run the ball that much, fumbling really, really adds up. And then we started turning it over on special teams. So that being a key to the game, and we come out first play, we lost it on an option play. They took it down, scored again. And then, all right, we're still okay. You know, it's 12-0, and then we fumbled the next kickoff. So it's like, just like you said, we had to win the turnover game, the penalty game, and then, tackle well. And, that went kind of bye-bye right away as far as turnovers, and we got into a big hole. And then Red Rock's really tough. They're tough up front, and they were able to scheme with their couple of their guys. They only rushed two guys, and they dropped seven into coverage, and it was tough sledding through the air in the beginning of the game. And it's just they're tough to run against as well, because they sit those backers, they can drop into coverage quickly, and they can also stop the run quickly. So we got behind. We had a couple more turnovers in the first half and a couple penalties. There was a pass interference penalty that, was questionable on my aspect, and then we actually turned them over while the game was still in undecided, and we got a penalty called on the fumble. And, that really turned the game, because we had the ball at midfield. Instead, they get it at our 40, and they go in and score and make it 28. And so a couple things could have went our way, didn't. We just didn't hang on to the ball the first half, and call it playoff jitters, call it, I don't know what you call it, but that was the difference in the game. And then second half we came out, and, it was just not a whole lot you can say at halftime. It's 41-0. You tell your seniors, you got one quarter to play football. Let's not waste an opportunity. Let's hang on to the ball. Let's make some tackles, make some stops. And we played better in the second half. We hung on to the ball. They didn't sub their defense out till midway through the third or somewhere in there. So we were able to, you know, get some first downs, and we were finally able to score and get the 2-point conversion to at least not get shut out. And some kids got to play, and you know, they didn't. Isaac subbed his offense out pretty early in the second half, and the score remained 41-8 at the end.
Yeah, Coach, you know, a tough way to end the season, but, you know, you got some seniors on that squad who've played a lot of football for Westbrook Walnut Grove, and we'll kind of go deep, you know, into those seniors on our Senior Salute episode next week. But can you talk just a little bit about the season overall? You guys, you know, a competitive football team, big play offense, you know, we're in games until the end, you know, a couple of times this year, getting a big win against Heron Lake, you know, being able to pick up that win for those seniors, I'm sure was huge. And, you know, they had the battle to start off the season against Nicollet, and, you know, just an overall competitive year for the Westbrook Walnut Grove Chargers.
Yeah, we knew, you know, we knew going in it was going to be number-wise, it was going to be pretty lean, and, you know, we stayed fairly healthy outside the golf injury to our center. But, yeah, I told the kids at the end of the game last night is that, you know, I'm glad I came back, Coach. You know, we didn't get as many wins as we had hoped, but they play. It was fun. You know, nobody likes to lose, but the kids made it fun, and it was a good atmosphere, and it was a positive culture. And you know, 10 years from now, you won't remember your record, but you'll remember the good times you had throughout the season. And we did. You know, we had. You know, we were down 30 to Edgerton, and came back and made it a game. And we're the Nicollet game. Unfortunately, didn't go our way, but it was still an entertaining game, and the Heron Lake game, kicking an extra point to win the game, and things like that. And, you know, Granada finished with a nice record, and we were right there with them in the fourth quarter. And you know, just up and down, and even Renville, you know, the top team in our section or conference, we were able to go right down the field on them twice and stay in the game at halftime. And that was the key. You know, we were always in the game. You know, sometimes the games got away at the end where we just wore out. But we were always competitive up until, you know, last week at Cedar Mountain, they, you know, were turning the ball over that many times. And then this week, same type of thing. So it was a great year. The kids will look back, hopefully, and, you know, have fun. All our kids made it through. Elijah Mary came out after having 3 ACL injuries in his career and played football. And he was able to get through the season. So that's a big thing, and you know, and I'm sure he's glad he came out and had a lot of fun. So all the seniors, we had 2 that came back. We'll talk about them next week. But it was just a good thing, good senior leadership, and it was a fun season.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're looking forward to saluting those seniors next week. Appreciate you taking the time here on this Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
Moving to a senior living community or a skilled care center is a major decision, but the Good Samaritan Society offers choices for short-term rehabilitation, assisted living, or long-term care. Offering a variety of services, it's the Good Samaritan Society in Windham.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. Mustang Seeds brings innovation to the marketplace with conventional soybeans, Enlist E3, and Roundup Ready Extend Flex. AgPoint Solutions has it all.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
We're now joined on KDOM Sports by Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Eagle Volleyball Program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for asking, Eric. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. You guys are on the brink of going up against Fairmont in the first round of the section tournament, and you're coming off of a very impressive win against Springfield last week. So what were your takeaways against the game from Springfield, and what are your thoughts going into the matchup coming up on Friday?
I think our big takeaway from Springfield is just knowing that we've got to come ready to play. You know, the one thing we did not come ready to play against Springfield. And in playoffs, anybody can meet anybody. Doesn't matter your seed on any given night. You know, we've talked to the girls about just being mentally tough and making playoff season your priority. And we've really focused on just being ready to play, and that include, you know, that includes at practice, because come Friday night, it's win or be done. And we really want to be in that gym on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and the last time you guys played Fairmont here, let me just take a look at that. I do believe you guys beat them pretty handily. I mean, it was a pretty close game, but you guys ended up with the W. So do you suppose that is kind of in the factor of how the girls are going to attack this game, or are they just going to go out and, like you say, it's win or be done?
You know, yeah, we played them our first match of the season, and we beat them 3-0, but I've told the girls over and over that that doesn't mean anything. You know, I think about how we've changed as a team in the last 2 months. The same thing has happened to Fairmont. You know, Fairmont was missing a player or two when we played them at the state fair. We were missing a player that was had a family commitment. So really that first match against Fairmont back in August in Marshall, we really can't compare apples to apples at this point in the season because of how much growth each team has had. So all we can focus on is what we need to do, how we need to take care of the ball to play Eagle volleyball.
All right, very good. And let's talk a little bit about the rest of the bracket. I mean, you have Jackson County Central. They are just one spot ahead of you on the seating. They're ranked number 2. And Pipestone, they're ranked number 1. They're going up against, let's see, they have Montevideo and St. James, respectively. So what do you suppose the feeling in the locker room is, and what are your thoughts on possibly off against Jackson County Central and or even Pipestone later on down the road?
You know, obviously we know that that's a possibility, but the one thing that we as coaches have told our kids is we can't worry about who we might play next. We just got to focus on that first game, and that first game is against Fairmont. You can't take anyone for granted. We can't talk about possibly playing Jackson, you know, next week, or possibly playing Pipestone, because the one thing that I know as a coach and as a player, you can't get ahead of yourself when you do that. Unfortunately, things usually don't go well. We just have to focus on Fairmont, how we're going to beat them, how we can get and put ourselves in that position to hopefully be playing volleyball still next week.
All right, very good. And you guys have 6 seniors, according to my roster here. And how are they going into the fact that it's the first round of their last section tournament as a high school player?
You know, I don't put a lot of emphasis on that. They maybe do personally put emphasis on, you know, this is their last go around of high school volleyball. I just put on my focus is just that we all want to be back in this gym together, practicing, preparing for whoever next. And that it starts right now. You know, it started when our regular season ended last Monday. Obviously, we have 6 great seniors. They've been just a tremendous leadership. They're amazing kids. I feel very fortunate to be their coach. And I love being in the gym with them. And I just really hope that we can continue to have success. And I can continue to be in the gym with not only the 6 seniors, but the other 9 lovely young ladies that we have.
All right, very good. And overall health of the team, pretty healthy. I mean, the environment lately has been kind of dry, and the flu and allergies could probably be popping up. I don't know. Personally, they have been for me. But, I mean, how are the health of the team so far?
Yeah, we were battling the colds, the allergies, all that stuff here in the last few weeks. But overall, injury-wise, we're healthy. Sickness, it's not anything we can't handle. The MEA break was nice for us to just kind of rest, recover, get ourselves healthy again. And the girls, I did that very well. You know, like I said, last week, not only were the girls, but last week I was also sick. So we battled through that, and we got our rest, and we're all ready to go this week.
All right, very good. Any other things that you're going to be looking for out of your girls come Friday?
Just come ready to play Eagle volleyball, play with heart, play with passion, play as a unit, do the little things that we know that we are capable of, and we should have a heck of a run, hopefully, in postseason.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon, Coach, and we look forward to talking to you after the match on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Eric.
All right, that was Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Eagle Volleyball Program, and we'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacement, oil and lube changes, tires and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Windham and Mountain Lake, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, agent from Windham and Mountain Lake. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Insurance.
We're now joined on Coach's Corner by Coach Adam Farag. And Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, you guys are coming off of a very tough loss last night to the number one seed in the section for Section 3-2A. Final score there was 62-28, and it was the final game, and it was the final road game for your boys and for the seniors. So what are your thoughts and what are your takeaways from last night's game?
You know, it was, like you said, obviously tough to have the season end. You know, I think that, especially early, you know, I think that we started off pretty well. And then, you know, still, honestly, one of the biggest things for me was that we, you know, played until the very end. You know, there was no just rolling over and, you know, accepting that the season was done. You know, the guys played hard to the end. You know, it's funny enough that it happened to be the same exact final score as last week. But, yeah, you know, I think that at the end of the season, you know, we started playing some of our best football. And, you know, hopefully we can just continue to build that over the offseason and, you know, kind of ride that into next year and turn it into some wins.
Yeah, and you guys are a relatively young team. I mean, you're only losing, what, 9 seniors this year? And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week. But, I mean, what was the overall feeling on the bus ride home from those seniors and even from the underclassmen, because they are losing 9 of their teammates?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the nice thing, you know, like you said about us being young is we are – pretty young everywhere except on the line. You know, we lose all four of our D-line starters and then 4 of our 5 O-linemen. And then, you know, every senior really played a key role in this year. You know, most of them were big guys, all except for 2, I believe, except for Nathan and Brian.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a really good group of guys. Oh, and Abe. I mean, Abe's a D lineman. He'll tell you he's a big guy at heart, but he's a running back too. But no, it's, you know, I think that a lot of the younger kids, you know, they, you know, really appreciate what the older guys did, you know, and for those older guys, it was really big just, you know, having them still come out. You know, they've gone through a lot of change, you know, coaching change through their football career. And, you know, for them to still come out and, you know, give us their all season. You know, I think the younger kids really appreciated that. And, you know, us as coaches, we really appreciated everything that they did for us too. You know, they kind of understood that, you know, it was going to be a challenging year with completely revamping the offense and defense. But still, you know, wanting to be, you know, really the trendsetters in where the football program is going to go. You know, they were the beginning of that wave. And so I think, you know, when they look back over the next few years that, you know, what we're going to do in the future is what they started. So I think the younger kids really looked up to them. The seniors were great leaders all the way across the board. And, you know, I don't think that we could have asked for a better group of senior leaders to start, you know, the new era with.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on that one. Let's talk a little bit more about the game last night. Like I said, we'll talk about the seniors next week here on Coach's Corner, but right now I want to talk a little bit about the game. You guys seem to start off strong. The Jackson County Central Huskies, they started with the ball the first quarter, and before I move on with this question, I noticed that you guys started with the ball 3 out of the 4 quarters. So, I mean, that had to be something there. But we'll get into that here in just a sec. But the Jackson County Central Huskies, they started with the ball on their own 40 off of the kickoff. They got it all the way up to the 39. But then you guys were able to intercept the ball and come back, and you had at least 9 plays before you had to punt the ball away. I mean, it looked like it was going to breathe some life into the Eagles' defense there.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, we had got some pressure on early play, you know, forced a bad throw, got a nice interception from Brian. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't turn it into points. We had a couple opportunities there. You know, we went 3 and out, and then we punted, but then due to a penalty, we got 15 yards on it, and then we weren't able to muster points right away there. So that was unfortunate to not be able to capitalize. But, you know, the next drive, you know, we did end up getting some early points, which is what we always preach is, you know, trying to get out there and get points on the board early. But, yeah, I mean, definitely a start that should have been able to benefit us. But, you know, again, it was just kind of you know, not being able to take full advantage of, you know, some opportunities that were given to us.
Yeah, and you guys scoring early, I think that kind of brought a little bit of life into everybody because you guys were only down by 1 point in the end of the first drive there for you guys. But then Jackson came back and they scored a 56-yard bomb throw from their quarterback to their receiver, and they ended up kicking in that point after attempt, and that was their first one of like eight or nine on the night. So, I mean, with the 8 or 9 point after attempts, you really can't stop that sort of drive because they were perfect on the special teams.
Yeah, that touchdown, that was, you know, that was a mental mistake. That was a blown coverage, you know, left their tight end wide open. And we ended up having a couple of those, which is, I think, pretty, you know, not very characteristic of us because our secondary has typically been pretty strong for us. But, you know, that's just a mental lapse that happens, you know, that we just try to limit those. But, yeah, you know, I think that really it all comes down to just being able to get off the field. And, you know, by getting off the field, talking about, you know, turnovers and forcing them to punt, not getting the ball on kick returns. But, you know, again, you know, you talked about scoring early. You know, that's something that I think these past two games are the most complete games that we had played all year. You know, obviously, you know, you look at the final score and you think that, you know, how is that a complete game? But, you know, with where we started and with how much, you know, we've progressed and stuff over the year, you know, I think that that's, you know, a big thing is that, you know, I think the reason that we were in those games mentally and you know, more so focused is because we got those early scores both games. You know, Pipestone, our first offensive play, we score, and then Jackson, you know, we hit another big touchdown to Kevin. And so, you know, really, if we can just get rolling early, you know, I think that kind of helps us get going. But it's going to be a heavy defensive emphasis, you know, from here going forward for sure.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of the final numbers here. I mean, because it just was back and forth, you know, punt, turnover, interception, fumble, that sort of thing throughout the rest of the game. And you guys seem to hold on pretty well. And the final numbers that I tallied up were 1 turnover, 1 fumble, 6 punts, 10 total first downs, and 85 touchdown yards. And with a team like Jackson County, who was the number one seed going into this matchup, you can't sneeze at those types of numbers. Those were actually pretty good numbers for the 8th seed to hold up against the number one seed.
Yeah, it was definitely better than the regular season game we played against them for sure. And, you know, I think that part of that for us is, you know, we obviously understand that we're heavy underdogs and we're going to be in a lot of games we play until we, you know, prove that we shouldn't be. But, you know, I think just having that added emotion of, you know, it's playoff time and, you know, when you lose, you're done. And then, you know, as always, playing Jackson is, you know, an extra motivation for these guys. And so, you know, it's obviously far from where we want to be, you know, far from where we want to set the bar, but, you know, it's nice to see things trending, you know, outside of the scoreboard wise, you know, it's trending in the right direction and we're starting to understand, you know, who we're going to be going forward. You know, we are establishing that identity and then really it's just continuing to build the culture for, you know, for many years to come.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on one heck of a year. It's the first year you're the coach for the Windham Eagle football program. We look forward to next year. And we look forward to talking to you about the seniors next week.
For sure. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Coach Adam Farag right here on the KDOM Sports Coaches Corner. And we'll continue on right after this.
Park is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent. a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham near local shopping and dining options, visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Wyndham and the reason why our loyal customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of our community. They look forward to seeing you.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for our Wednesday Night Coaches Show on KDOM. We've got volleyball coming up tomorrow night on Hot Country 94.3, Mountain Lake Area Comfrey on the road, taking on Martin County West. Then you heard it there, Wyndham Volleyball on Friday, as well as Heron Lake Okamina full of volleyball over on 94.3. And then Saturday, some more Red Rock Conference football, Mountain Lake Area hosting Edgerton. But that's going to do it for our coaches show here on KDOM.